Have you ever been scrolling on your phone, through videos, and some just load super fast, look amazing, but then others are, well, slow or blurry? Ever wonder what makes the good ones so good?
It's definitely not just luck. There's a whole science to it.
Right. So today we're doing a deep dive into making videos awesome, specifically for phones. Some people call it mobile video optimization, but really it's just about making sure videos work best on those little screens we all carry, making sure they work for you.
Exactly.
And we found some really smart ideas, actually, from an article called Optimize for Mobile Video Content: Universal Tips. It's by a company, AZ Gold. They help businesses with their online stuff. And they point out these tips work everywhere, even if you're in a smaller place like Yeovil in England, not just big cities, it's universal.
That's a great point. These ideas really do apply globally. It's about reaching people wherever they are.
Totally. So we'll break down the important tricks, show you the benefits of making videos phone friendly without getting too bogged down in like loads of technical jargon.
Sounds good. Let's get into it.
Okay, let's unpack this. So first off, why are phone videos such a big deal anyway?
Well, it's really about the numbers. Just how many people are using their phones for videos now? Think about it. Something like over 85 out of every 100 people online watch videos on their phones for news, for fun, learning stuff.
Wow, 85%. That's almost everyone.
It's huge.
So if a brand or, even just someone making videos for fun puts something out that looks terrible on a phone.
They're basically missing out. They're not reaching the vast majority of people.
Yeah.
And when videos are made well for phones, they really help brands connect. People tend to like the brand more, trust it more, and it can actually encourage them to buy things too. It's a really important sort of step in how people interact with the brand these days.
Okay, so it's clearly important, but how do we actually know if our videos are working well on phones? Like, how do we measure if they're doing a good job?
Right, that's the key question, isn't it? You need to know what's working. We look at a few simple things, really. Metrics.
Like a report card for the video?
Kind of, yeah. So first, just views. Simple enough. How many times did people click play?
Okay.
Then engagement rate. Did people actually do something?
Where?
Like it, share it, leave a comment, interact with it.
Got it. More than just watching.
Exactly. And completion rate, this one's important. Did they watch the whole thing, start to finish, or did they drop off halfway through?
Ah, okay. Tells you if it kept their attention.
Precisely. Then there's click-through rate or CTR. If there was a button or a link in the video, did people click it?
Right, like learn more or shop now.
Yep. Also, average watch time. On average, how long do people actually stick around watching?
Interesting. So not just if they finished, but how long they watched overall.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we also look at device type confirms, were they mostly on phones, tablets?
Right.
And finally, traffic sources.
Yeah.
How did people find the video in the first place?
Social media, a Google search. That helps figure out where to put videos next time. Okay, that makes sense. So all those numbers together give you a pretty clear picture of what's working and what needs tweaking.
Exactly. It's not just guesswork.
And this isn't just about numbers for the creator, right? It affects how we feel when we're watching.
Absolutely. When videos are made just right for phones, it makes watching them much better, a better experience for you.
So this is where speed comes in, like making sure it loads fast, plays smoothly.
Yes, definitely. Nobody likes a video that keeps stopping and starting, buffering.
Yeah.
Research actually shows even a 1 second delay can make a surprising number of people just click away.
Wow, 1 second, that's not much.
No. And good phone videos also adjust to your screen. So they always look good, whether your phone's kind of small or one of the big ones, they adapt.
Okay, so we know phones are different from computers,
Yeah.
but what is it about watching on a phone that makes videos need this special touch? What's so unique?
Well, if you think about how people use their phones, they're often on the go, maybe have less time. Yeah, the screen is smaller. It connects to that bigger picture of mobile use. Think about TikTok or Instagram Reels. They exploded because they nailed that short, fun, easy to watch on a phone format.
Right, they're built for scrolling and quick views.
Exactly. Like Nike did this really well early on. They made these cool short video clips. Young people loved them, shared them easily on their phones. It just fit.
Here's where it gets really interesting. So it's not just about shrinking a big video, it's about making something that feels like native to the phone.
You've got it. It's content that fits how people naturally use their phones.
So what are some of the tricks the pros use, the best video makers?
Yeah, the industry leaders have figured out some really effective ways. Here are a few key tips. First, grab attention right away. Those first few seconds are everything. You need exciting visuals, maybe a hooky question, something to stop the scroll.
Okay, hook them fast.
Second, make them tall, not wide. Most people hold their phones upright, vertically. So make your videos vertical too. It just fills the screen better, feels more natural.
I had that 9.16 shape.
Yep. Third, good quality over. Lots of videos. Better to have a few really well-made videos than tons of shaky, blurry ones. Quality matters.
Makes sense. Professionalism.
Fourth, tell people what to do. Put a clear message in there, a call to action, like click here for more or follow us. Don't make them guess.
Be direct.
And fifth, be real. People connect with honesty, behind-the-scenes stuff, stories from real customers. That authentic feel often works better than something super polished.
Authenticity. That's interesting. So those are like the building blocks for a great phone video.
Pretty much. Get those right and you're on the right track.
And the payoff. What are the big wins? Why is it worth putting in this effort?
Oh, the benefits are huge. Research shows some really impressive results.
Lay them on us. What are the proven advantages?
Okay, get this. Mobile videos. Videos made well for phones get shared 1,200% more than just text and pictures combined.
1,200%. Seriously.
Seriously. It's massive viral potential. And if you put a good video on a web page where people buy stuff, like a product page, it can make up to 80% more people actually buy the thing.
Wow. So it helps things spread and helps sell stuff. That's powerful.
It really is. It's not just about views. It's about action and reach.
And does it help people, like, remember the brand, trust it more?
Definitely. Good phone videos really help with brand recall and loyalty. Visual stories just stick in our brains better.
So like we mentioned before, that Dove Real Beauty Sketches thing, that campaign really connected with people emotionally.
Exactly like that. Showing real stories, being authentic, that builds an emotional connection.
Yeah.
And when you keep putting out good videos consistently, people start to recognize your brand, trust it more over time. It builds that relationship.
Okay, so better sharing, more sales, better brand connection. What else?
Well, there's also a boost for getting found online. Search engines, especially Google, really like websites that work well on phones. And videos are a big part of being mobile friendly.
You mean like having videos can help my website show up higher when people search for stuff?
That's exactly right. Websites with video content are apparently 53 times more likely to show up on the first page of Google results.
53 times. Okay, that's another huge number.
Yeah, but you need to help Google understand them. Using good titles, descriptions.
Yeah.
Telling the search engine what the video is actually about.
Right, makes sense. Help Google help you.
And thinking about impact again. Mobile videos are amazing at getting people to remember things and do things. People are 95% more likely to remember a call to action, something you ask them to do, if they see it in a video compared to just reading it in text.
95%. So if I want you to remember to click a link, video is just way, way better than text.
Much, much better for recall. And remember that sharing stat.
The 1,200%. Hard to forget.
Right. So not only do people remember what you ask them to do better, but they're also way more likely to share it, spreading your message further, naturally.
Okay. The case for mobile video is getting stronger and stronger. What about social media specifically?
Why, yes. Social media. Video absolutely dominates there. Video posts tend to get something like 48% more views than posts that just have pictures.
That makes total sense. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, they're all about video now, aren't they?
They are. Their algorithms are basically designed to push video content more. So if you use video, your stuff is just more likely to get seen by more people.
Right.
Think about campaigns like always hashtag like a girl. Powerful video, huge connection, tons of shares and talk online. They really tapped into how video works on social.
Yeah, that was a big one. Okay, so let's talk tech for a second. How do you make sure a video works everywhere on all the different phones and tablets?
That's super important. It needs to work well no matter the device. Big screen, small screen, fancy brand, older model.
So a video has to look just as good on my new phone as on my friend's older, maybe smaller one.
Exactly. The key is something called responsive design. Basically, the video player is smart enough to adjust itself to fit the screen it's on.
Yeah.
And also using common video types like MP4 files helps make sure they can play pretty much anywhere on any device.
Okay, responsive design and common file types. Got it. But here's another challenge. I want the video to look clear, sharp, you know, but I don't want it to gobble up all my phone's internet data, especially if I'm not on Wi-Fi.
Ah, yes. The Quality versus Data Balancing Act. This is a perfect example of where localization comes in. You have to think about people all over the world with different internet speed, different data plans.
Right, not everyone has super fast unlimited data.
Exactly. So we use tech like video compression. It cleverly makes the video file smaller without really hurting how it looks.
Oh.
Less data used. And there's also something called adaptive streaming. This is really smart.
Adaptive streaming, what's that?
It means the video player can actually change the video quality automatically based on how good your internet connection is right at that moment.
Oh, okay. So if my signal is weak,
it might lower the picture quality slightly, just enough so the video doesn't stop and buffer, and it saves your data. If your connection is strong, you get the super high quality.
That's brilliant. So everyone gets the best possible experience for their situation, tailored almost.
Precisely. It adapts.
Okay, let's unpack this. Looking ahead now, what's next? What's the future looking like for phone videos?
Well, one huge trend is definitely the rise of short-form video. Mm. It's not going away. Think about TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. Mm. They're incredibly popular. People's attention spans seem geared toward that quick, bite-sized content now.
Get in, get the message, get out.
Pretty much. So brands and creators need to make short, punchy videos that grab attention instantly and deliver value fast.
So get to the point, make it fun, make it fast.
That's the idea. And then there's other tech coming.
Ooh, like what?
New stuff like augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR. They're going to make phone videos even more interactive and exciting.
AR, that's like when you use your phone camera to see a digital thing in your real room, right? Like trying on virtual glasses.
Exactly. Brands could use AR and videos to let you, say, see how a piece of furniture looks in your living room right through your phone. Makes it interactive.
Cool. And VR.
Yeah, as VR headsets maybe become easier to use with phones, videos could become these totally immersive experiences, transporting you somewhere else entirely.
Wow.
It'll create, you know, even deeper connections between you and the video content, more engaging.
So we've covered a lot, from why phone videos are crucial, how to tell if they're working, the tricks to make them great, all those amazing benefits. And even a peek into the future with AR and VR. It's clear that making videos right for phones, optimizing them, isn't just a nice to have, it's essential.
It really is. From grabbing attention in seconds to using smart tech like adaptive streaming for everyone, everywhere,
yeah.
It all adds up.
So what does this all mean? It means phone videos are incredibly powerful tools. If you do them right, maybe the next time you see a video pop up on your phone, you'll think a little differently about it. Think about all the clever tricks that might have gone into making it look so good, or maybe what they missed. Knowing all this, what could you do differently next time you make or share a video? Could you make someone stop scrolling and really watch?
Yeah, that raises an important question for you listening. How will you use these ideas, these insights, to make your next mobile video experience truly captivating? How will you make it connect no matter the screen or where someone is watching?